Explorer's been hit. Explorer, do you read? Explorer, over. Explorer. Astronaut is off structure.
What do I
Dr.
do?
Stone is off structure.
What do I do?
Dr. Stone, see Pat.
No.
You must see Pat. If you don't detach that arm's gonna carry you too far. Listen to my voice. You need to focus. I'm losing visual of you. In a few seconds, I won't be able to track you. You need to detach. I can't see you anymore. Do it now.
You know what's a good movie? When James Cameron comes out and says, this is the best space movie ever.
Oh, that... I would be lying if I said, uh-oh, as soon as he said that.
If James Cameron comes out and praises your movie, that is a big goddamn step up right there. I gotta say that right now. James Cameron don't praise a goddamn thing unless it's some 3D cameras.
That's true, and that also means he got an idea for Avatar 3.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Avatar 3 and 4, then, for that matter, or whatever. And, Django 2.5 or whatever, and Space Odyssey and Aliens 3.5, whatever else he's been making around these days. He's got a script somewhere written for it now for Gravity. It's gonna star George Clooney, Sandra Bullock, and in space, I guess.
And Sam Worthington as the asteroid.
Oh yeah, I forgot. He can't leave his buddy Sam Worthington out or whatever. It has to be Sam Worthington.
It's gonna be he'll have Arnold as the mission control.
Sam Worthington is gonna be space.
Exactly.
He's big enough to be space.
And he's quiet enough.
I mean, he sure is bland enough. He's boring enough to be space. We talking about Gravity here, of course.
Exactly. One of the... Yes, Garrett, I'm going to say it. One of the best movies of the year.
Rush is still my favorite movie of the year, but this one is right under it.
Nah, this one narrows it out for me.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I
because...
Especially what they do in an hour and a half. Oh, which I'm thank God they did that, because I think if this would have went on for 30 more minutes, I'd probably would have been like, yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Well, did you see it in IMAX 3D?
IMAX 3D, that's the only way to see it.
Exactly. If you don't see this in IMAX 3D, like if you're one of those people who's like, I'm gonna watch it online, I'm like, you're a dumbass.
Because that's half the movie then, honestly, whatever. If you don't see it in IMAX 3D, then you might as well just stream it online.
Exactly, because it's like one of those things where like you got to sit down. It's like, I wonder what this is going to be out. As soon as that first piece of like shit flies at you, you're like, oh, shit!
You know, that's the thing about the 3D in this movie, too, which I'm probably going to harp on the most in this review, whatever, is because 3D movies, which I don't know why every screener for us has to be in 3D, to be honest, or whatever, but they stop halfway through the fucking film or whatever. This movie had 3D all the way through an hour and a half.
Yeah, because, it's really one major component. I've never actually seen this, where they actually make a component of the film that's through it without always 3D, and it's something that terrifies the audience.
They made Space 3D. I don't even know how that works or whatever, but Space Stars and shit was coming at my ass or whatever. There was a couple of times where I threw my hand. I never do. I felt bad because I'm sitting in front row too, and I'm throwing my hands in the air and shit like, I'm scared.
It's like every time the wing rushes by, you're like, whee!
Or one of the space stations, like when it blows up whatever and the debris is coming at you whatever, like it just kept, like it doesn't stop. It just keeps coming towards you whatever and shit. And, yeah, it's like a roller coaster. You throw your hands up in the air, you're just like, oh, until somebody says, hey, put your fucking hands down.
This is a movie, sir.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that, yeah.
Sorry you're not being as immersed as I am, hipster.
That was funny, because they kept saying that when they was presenting the movie to us or whatever. They just kept saying, this is IMAX. We are trying to immerse you guys. I was like, play the fucking movie already, guys.
I was just like, take me and let me do it.
I don't need for them to tell me what IMAX is. The fucking director comes out and tells me, this is IMAX. Now, it almost felt like he was stalling because he didn't have the movie ready or something.
Yeah.
He was just talking. Now, I just want you to know, you put your glasses on this way because when the movie starts, that's when the 3D kicks in. I just want you guys to know that. I was like, okay, this is about 15 fucking minutes right here or whatever. But plot synopsis.
Pretty simple.
It's George Clooney and Sandra Bullock lost in space, and Sandra Bullock's trying to get her way to back home. And I mean, it's a simple plot, but
yeah,
it is really good.
In more detail, basically, what happens is that these two are astronauts. You know, they even have like some setups where it's like Sandra Bullock, oh, she's the mom who lives in the rural town, and George Clooney, he's going on his last mission ever. Red flag.
That's fucked up. It's always the guy, the good-looking guy. Matter of fact, George Clooney will remind you in this movie that he looks good, too, whatever, which I don't blame him, because, damn, he still does look good.
And only seeing his face.
I know, that's what I'm saying, and I was still saying, man, I would fuck him in that astronaut suit still, whatever. That guy is just, oh, my God, he's even charming over a fucking microphone, whatever, because the movie opens up with him playing around on a jetpack, and I was just like, that guy's life must be just awesome, especially if you're fucking Stacey Keebler. Well, let's stay fucking Stacey Keebler, but...
Yeah, so these two, they go up, they're like, la-da-da-da-da, having fun in space on our ship. And then the damn Chinese just screw everything up.
Always gotta be the Chinese, huh? Always gotta be the Chinese. Oh, wait, that was Korean. Never mind.
I couldn't tell. Was it Chinese or Korean that the ship that got destroyed was?
The last one was the Chinese, if I'm not mistaken, the one that got destroyed. I remember them saying the Russians in the beginning.
Oh, that's right. You are correct. So, first, it's the Russians.
Where fired something or something like that?
Well, the mission control's like, hey guys, a Russian ship just crashed. You know, the debris is headed your way. Have fun!
No, you're fucked.
When our commission goes out, just try your best, okay? But if you don't make it back alive, we completely understand.
And the debris comes every 90 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. So pretty much, I mean, the other guy they had with him, he's having a good-ass time, whatever. This guy dies on the first impact, whatever. They find the body, and there was a hole through his face.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, they're just like, I wonder what happened to that other guy. I mean, this is space. He probably just drifted. Oh, my God!
Yeah, exactly. I was like, Sandra Bullock, you just drop the fucking body now or whatever. I mean, Jesus Christ. George Clooney's talking about, like, going back for the body or whatever. She turns the body around. I was like, wow, she managed not to throw up right there in her helmet right now, because I was, like, on the verge of eating Sour Patch Kids, and I threw them out my damn mouth. I was like, oh.
It is one of those things where it's like, yay, they fell.
Yeah. I gotta say, because I know a lot of people are saying, oh, this looks boring, whatever. I mean, a lot of people have been telling me that, whatever. I don't think it's so much even an actor's movie as it more is a natural element of space movie.
It's a, you know what? It balances the fine line of being a visual effects movie and being an actor's movie. Because there are good performances in this. Bullock and Clooney both do the job that they're supposed to do. Especially Bullock being the likable lead. You know, everyone's like, all she does in the trailer and scream. Trust me, that's not the whole movie.
Yeah, she mainly, Sandra Bullock's characters, because I know they show this in the trailer, she has a daughter, well, I don't know if they said she had or she has a daughter.
She has a daughter. They say it in the trailer, and they, yeah, that's basically her motivation to get home, is like, I'm not letting my daughter live her life without her mom.
Well, her daughter died in the movie.
Oh, that's right.
So in the trailer, they were marketing as if she had to, you know, she had to get home back to her daughter, so she's not done, so you thought she had something to fight for or whatever, but in the movie, they pretty much opened up, it was like, she's like, because George Clooney's trying to talk to her, calm her down, whatever, and he's just like, she's like, I had a daughter or whatever, she died, 4-year-olds hit her head on a I want to say swing set or something like that, bust her open, and she died, and she was driving as she was on her way there, and Sandra Bullock's character, she says, all I do is now is drive, whatever, and I don't know, I thought that was it almost felt like she was pretty much on the verge of just giving up in general, whatever, as far as committing suicide, but George Clooney, man, that charming son of a bitch, man. He charmed his way back and was like, hey, don't give up, girl.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where you do see a relationship develop between these two, and you believe it, because they're both realistic people in this kind of messed up situation. But where other movies would have them be like, Shia LaBeouf style the whole time, these two act really natural, and they act accordingly and very smart. All their decisions are very smart. And the thing that, you know, you see, it's shown in the trailer throughout, is like, you know, if they even lose grip of this ship, they're done. They're fucked.
Well, you said that a lot of people said they thought they saw Sandra Bullock screaming. She does that at the beginning of the film, but they do set up that this is not only her first time doing this. She's a little nervous. She's already been established as one of those nervous bound characters, whatever. And who the fuck wouldn't be screaming if they was floating in goddamn space with nothing to grab on? I mean,
it's one of those things where, you know, this is the exact opposite of claustrophobia. You are just drifting in space until you die.
I don't know what the fuck they were talking about with all the the ICSs and stuff like that, but obviously it means your health. You can't breathe and shit like that, so I don't know.
Well, it's oxygen levels. It's essentially oxygen.
I'm not an astronaut or whatever, but they were saying the suit was decaying and shit like that or whatever, and I was just like, I'm not an astronaut, but that doesn't just hearing that noise, it don't sound good, so I'd assume that you're just dying in general. So you have every right to be freaking the fuck out right about now.
Right, and that's a great thing that the movie sets up. It does set up this element of, you know, there's a lot stacked against them. It's kind of like what we were talking it's kind of like what we were talking about with Rush, where they do a great job in setting up that, you know, this isn't going to be easy, guys. In fact, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good point. That two of the best movies of the year is that there's nothing positive or helping them out in this situation, except if you got George Clooney, because, man, I thought that was really him or whatever. He's just like, hey, Santa, hey, man, don't give up. He's like, you got to get back to Earth. I want to see you get home. Now, don't I have a pretty face?
Yeah, so do we have to do what our site's called now and go into the spoilers?
Oh my god, yeah, spoiler alert, yeah.
Oh, because you've been mentioning Clooney a lot.
Yeah, Clooney, man, Clooney. You know, for a second, I thought, I was like, I knew where they was going to go at the end with that, when shows up to talk to Sandra and stuff like that. I was just like, I think I did see her go to sleep, so this might be whatever. But I was like, oh, actually, he's selling this motherfucking thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's so basically what ends up happening, people, is that Sandra Bullock manages to get back to Earth safely. Yay. Mm-hmm. Clooney's handsome ass doesn't make it.
No, because he sacrifices himself for Sandra to live. And he looks like at content with it.
Yeah.
He looks satisfied. He's like, I mean, I think that was one of the best thing that, like, I want to say, like, Don John or whatever, with the relationship between the realism and the fantasy of the two girls or whatever. Well, this one was more of the, you have the chick that's untrained, never been doing this before, that's worried, nervous, whatever, and you got the other guy on the other side who's been trained, knows how to handle this, doesn't crack under pressure, and he's just an all-around smooth-ass guy or whatever. I mean,
yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where you do get to see it in his face, and that's thanks to Clooney and his good acting, is that you're right. He does have the face of, you know what, I've lived a long, good life. I'm done with this. This is all I wanted to do in life. I'm good to go out if I'm going out.
Yeah, I mean, Clooney pretty much said, hey, you know what, I got enough ass in my time frame. Hey, but one more thing before I go, ain't my face pretty?
Like, yeah, exactly. Because you joke, but that's literally the last thing you see of him.
Well, yeah, he says that like three times in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even when he's trying to calm her down, he's just like, look, I know I got a pretty face and everything, but don't stare at me. I was just like, God damn it, Clooney. I was like, the loss of Stacey Keaton must have got him on a roll now, right now, trying to get some woman or whatever up in his pants or whatever. I bet he did fuck Sandra Bullock on screen.
I thought he had a new girlfriend, but that wouldn't make sense. But
yeah, she probably allows it. She's like, I ain't gonna get no better than this. You can do whatever you want with me.
I fucked a guy with a bunch of tattoos that cheated on me. This is a step up.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. So yeah, exactly, it's a step up, whatever. Have you seen what I've been dating? There's no changing you, Mr. Clooney, or whatever. No, but I really liked the movie. I even liked the ending. You know what, ending was the best part of the movie, to be honest with me.
You know what, as predictable as it kind of gets, it is still spectacular to watch.
Oh my god,
because it's ending, expertly filmed.
Yeah, the ending part where she gets to the Chinese station and it sets on fire, blows up, an asteroid comes, and she's in the ship alone. George Clooney, because she's pretty much about to give up and just kill herself. Well, not so much kill herself, but just die, because it's freezing up here and shit, too.
Yeah.
And she's pretty much going to give up, but Clooney's like comes back. I guess he's having a vision, and he motivates her to get back up there. And that lasts, I guess, 20 minutes, maybe, whatever. I was on the edge of my goddamn seat. I was just looking at that like,
it doesn't let up.
No. There was not one moment in here where she felt safe.
Well, it really, like, the movie doesn't make you feel safe either.
No, it doesn't, whatever. Because every time you think like, oh, goddamn, she can breathe. And then next thing, the red light starts flashing. You're like, goddamn.
Yeah, because, all right, let's break down the last 20 minutes of this. Ship rolls back to Earth. Ship crashes in water. You think she's safe because, you know, we saw this earlier this year in Pacific Rim. If a ship's in water, they're just going to get out and everything's okay. Yeah, no. As soon as she opens a hatch, the ship starts sinking because water's in it. But she manages to get out. But, oh, shit, now she's not able to get out because her swimsuit's taking her – I mean, her spacesuit is taking her down because of the weight. But
you know what I would have said? I was saying in my head, I was like, if she dies because of it, I'm going to be pissed off. It's like, what kind of shit is that?
I was just sitting there, I was counting on my hand, like, that way to die, that way to die, that way to die, that way to die. Fuck, this writer is not letting up. That way to die, that way to die.
If she would have died on Earth, I would have been pissed. I'd just been like, ain't that a bitch? She could be, like, basically, like, the end of Scary Movie. Like, I'm king of the world and shit. Like, then a car comes and hits her ass, whatever. It's like, oh, I lived through all this, but then water, me sinking in my goddamn spacesuit is what killed me on Earth or whatever. But you know what? Even saying that, even though she landed, now, granted, the movie kind of ends right there, whatever. But if you look around, she looks like she's in the middle of nowhere.
Well, they say there's a rescue team coming for her.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear all that because I was crying and shit like that. All I heard was...
Yeah, no. The other thing that I was saying is, like, you know, they're throwing all these things at her. And you're right. Like, if she would have died on Earth, you would have seen the director in the back with the troll face like, problem.
I would have been like, you son of a... I think people would have rushed him out of that goddamn theater. I'd have grabbed his ass.
It would have been The Devil Inside Part 2.
You killed America's sweetheart, you fucking bastard. Whatever.
But you killed America's sweetheart on both sexes.
Oh, my God. But that... Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. George Clooney is America's sweetheart. He is America's sweetheart. Forgot about that or whatever. But his death... Even his death was so fucking classy, though. I mean, God damn. I was just looking. I was just like, damn, what a way to go out.
If it was on Earth and he was dying, what he would have done is he would have grabbed the martini glass, just clinked it on something, and then got shot.
He's 2 seconds away to being an American James fucking Bond almost. Oh, yeah, because he would just grab the martini glass, raised it in the air like Gatsby and shit, and was just like, good evening, old sport, and just passed out or whatever.
Could you imagine the classiness factor if him, Robert Downey Jr., and Leonardo DiCaprio ever started a movie together?
Imagine if they hosted the Oscars together.
No. We have learned the rule, except for Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin. If it's a pair, it doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't have to be a pair. Just one at a time.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll work.
You split it up, whatever. I'd just be smiling the whole way, like, oh.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where Clint is one of those guys where, you know, even in movies that people don't like, he's still good in. And the perfect example is that Leatherheads. I like that movie a lot.
Oh, yeah. Clooney's definitely one of those great actors. I mean, he's the white Denzel Washington, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he really is. I mean,
there's only few of those can do that. I can probably think of three right now, like right off the top of my head. Denzel, I like everything Robertson, I ain't gonna lie. So Leonardo DiCaprio, Denzel, and George Clooney, whatever. Those guys just off the bat, as soon as they're on screen, you're just like, I know I'm gonna like them.
Yeah, exactly. Even if the movie's shit, I know I'm gonna like them.
I know, there's no hating on them. I was like, how can you hate them, whatever?
Yeah, and the other thing that's really worth mentioning here is that, you know, Bullock proved you and I wrong what we said she was going to do. She delivered a great performance, as we've been talking about this whole time, because she does play a nervous person who you think on the whole time is on the edge of suicide, but she manages to play that very well and give you that hope that she's going to make it through this.
And the suicide part doesn't really... take over the whole story or whatever.
No, it doesn't. It's very nicely balanced.
But I like that. I think that was probably my favorite part of the whole story element itself, whatever. It wasn't too much of it, but it wasn't... I guess it was a little of it, but at the same time, I thought it was just the right... I don't know. Just the movie was just the right amount of time or whatever. I was like, I'm glad it didn't go on for another 30 minutes or whatever. I'm glad it ended like this. And
yeah, you can tell clearly that Kieran, who wrote and directed this, he had a story to tell, and he went out to tell it.
Yeah, and I'm actually happy about that, too, because most films like this would have went over fucking 2.5 hours right now.
I agree. I mean, this is something he's been working on, apparently, for 7 fucking years.
Oh, goddamn. Actually, you know what? Watching this, too, made me actually realize my main problem with Prisoners is it's almost the same as this or whatever. It was just... There's no getting out of this. But that went on for 2.5 hours, and I got kind of exhausted just hearing about it. I that's why I was like, I'm glad this was only 1.5 hours, because I think I probably would have got that way too with the same thing, especially if the asteroids were coming to hit another station and she would have to keep going back and forth forever.
How many obstacles can you really throw at these guys? I think Kieran know that, where he's like, okay, we've hit our limit.
Yeah, so if anything, the director is the best actor for this one.
Yeah, and if he doesn't get nominated for best director for this, that's a goddamn crime.
I'm just going to go ahead and right now, it has to be a toss-up between, even though I haven't seen the rest of the films of the year, whatever, Ron Howard and this guy right here, whatever, and either one of them, I'll be standing applauding for this one, because this was just amazing, honestly. Go see it in IMAX, too, because the sound, that sound will scare the fuck out of you.
Yeah, the score for this, I forget who did the score, but God, he did a good job.
Oh, I'm telling you, towards the end of the movie, dude, they cranks that score. I thought that was the Inception theme, too, for a second, because it started off that doom. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that theme that's heard in the trailer, that's brilliantly executed in the film.
Yeah, because you only hear a piece of it in the trailer, but like half, because they play that song for a while in here or whatever. When it gets halfway through, you just go like, and that no seats start rumbling, and that IMAX, you're just like, oh,
uh-oh. Yes.
Make it, Sandra, you can do it.
It is one of those things where like you feel like you're on the ship. It's like, god damn.
I started screaming and shit. Oh, and I was like, you made it. Oh, I wanted to pick her up and give her a hug, and I wanted to carry her. She's like, I can walk. I was like, no, I gotta carry you.
Yeah, that's a nice touch that I like how they had at the end, where when she's adapting to the gravity again, she's shaking.
Yeah, that was a great movie, though. I've got best director so far that I've seen of the year, along with Ron Howard. Ever.
Easy.
What would you give it?
High see it, obviously. I mean, I can't really see anything wrong with this. I mean, even the one thing I forgot to mention, the pacing's perfect on it. It never feels like there's a down moment in this.
Yeah, the pacing, it is a down moment. You're about to die every fucking moment.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I was like, ain't nobody gonna live through this shit.
That is the thing, like, in the first 30 minutes, you're like, oh, God, we're in for a downer.
Everybody's fucked. Especially when they make it back to the station. Because, honestly, from the trailer, I thought it was just gonna be Sandra Bullock floating around while George Clooney was looking for her. But they show that, like, at the first 10 minutes, and George Clooney finds her. I was like, oh. So does George? How does George Clooney? Because I would assume he dies in the movie, then or whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing where it's like, as soon as they say to Clooney, "This is your last mission," sure, you're like, "Oh."
No, exactly. He's having a good time. Thinking it's fun. It's like whenever a guy is on his last mission, having a good time, it doesn't go too well for him, whatever. Which sucked because the guy do everything. But no, that last 20 minutes, man, blew my goddamn mind. I'm not gonna lie. I was just sitting there, whatever, especially when she was going through the Earth's atmosphere, and that shit was blowing up. Had my hands clenched together, grabbing my sorrow. I was just like, is she gonna live or whatever? Because it was heating up in that damn thing. You could see it. The fucking machinery in there was blowing up and shit. Like, shit started on fire or whatever. And I was oh my God, she's not gonna make it. But once again, damn, this is my third one, but this is another high C or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, for once in like a good couple years, September's been a great month for us. The other thing I forgot to mention is, you know what this reminded me of a lot?
Lost in Space 2001?
No, Buried.
Oh, easily. I mean, there's a lot of I don't want to say like open space worlds, whatever, where it's just closed minded one act. You got Buried. I mean, even the shitty ones like Phone Booth.
Yeah, but this is shitty. This is one of the ones that are better. And it's funny that you mentioned, like, man, if they both die, because that's the thing that everyone complained about Buried. It's like, man, come on.
I was like, man, he went through so much shit. Let him live. That's the only one time I will allow the movie or whatever is when the characters can live, whatever. It's just if they go through this kind of shit, he's just like, oh, goddamn, she's still fighting or whatever. Just let her live, goddamn, or whatever. I don't care if it gets kind of predictable at the end. Jesus, just let her live.
Yeah, so the question is, what's the next one of these are they going to do?
A plane.
They did. It's called Flight Plan.
Oh, fuck that movie. good night.
Hang on, that go. Good night, everyone.
Oh, fuck that movie.
A little girl with brown hair. Tell her that I'm not quitting.